dangerous storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Please take this storm extremely seriously.
President Biden urging Americans in the path of the big winter storm to prepare for it. It's a struggle for tens of millions of people trying to get home for the holidays.
Nature chose one of the busiest times of the year to uncork winter's fury, leaving many travelers with nowhere to rest but the floor of the terminal.
I'm not optimistic. They already had a canceled flight for later in the day, so it's not looking good.
Denver and the Twin Cities seem to get the storm first. While security lines pushed across the terminal at Minneapolis-St. Paul, the ripple of delays and cancellations caused lines to wrap around the corner at LaGuardia. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson also saw crowds pile up while the snow accumulated elsewhere.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago, where wind gusts as high as 50 miles an hour will drive the wind chill to the 30 below range in whiteout conditions. After beating back a challenge over Title 42 that nearly derailed it, the Senate has passed the omnibus package.
A $1.7 trillion spending bill funding the federal government through September and providing another $45 billion in Ukraine aid.
One of the most significant appropriations packages we have done in a very long time. The range of people it helps is large and deep.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Before that final vote, senators made quick work voting on more than a dozen amendments, mindful of a Friday night funding deadline.
But Fox's Jared Halperin reports Congress won't make that deadline, even if the House passes the bill tomorrow, because it takes days to put it into legislative form for the president's signature. So the Senate has passed another one-week extension the House is expected to. Russia's President Putin acknowledging publicly for the first time his troops in Ukraine are facing tough times. He says his military is analyzing how to advance its special military operation in Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Accused crypto swindler Sam Bankman-Fried has been released on bond after a federal court appearance in New York.
$250 million bond package, never seen anything like it. It was secured using his parents' home as collateral, and that is quite fitting because a judge today ordered Sam Bankman-Fried to await his trial living with mom and dad at their home in California. We were here seeing him walk out, really not much expression throughout the day on his face. He was not asked to enter a plea today. The judge just said he had to be back in court on the 3rd of January. But the prosecutor called his bail deal the largest ever pretrial bond. Now, among the requirements is that he has to surrender his passport and undergo regular mental health treatment and evaluation. Really, the only time we heard him speak today was when the judge asked SBF if he understood the conditions of his release, and he said, yes, I do.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network. The medical school at the University of California, San Francisco, has apologized for conducting unethical experiments on thousands of inmates at a prison hospital in the 1970s and 80s, pesticides and herbicides were rubbed on their skin and in some cases injected into their veins without the prisoner's consent. Arizona's do-it-yourself border wall made of stacked shipping containers will be coming down.
Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey and the Biden administration have agreed that federal land will not contain a part of a makeshift wall. Arizona will not build in any national forest and must take down any part of a barrier that's been built in the San Rafael Valley, a protected area, without damaging natural resources. The state has a deadline of January 4th to do it. Governor Ducey said he only intended the wall to be short-term until the federal government filled in gaps in the existing wall. Protesters have said the containers will impact the environment. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.